Since two women filed a federal lawsuit against Baltimore County and the University of Maryland Baltimore County, among others, for failing to properly investigate their reports of sexual assault, many other students have come forward with stories similar to the plaintiffs. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden reports that about 500 people gathered at UMBC's recital hall yesterday for the chance to address Dr. Freeman Hrabowski, the university's president, and other school leaders.
They came in droves for the chance to speak to their college administrators about the problems they've experienced trying to report sexual assaults on their campus. They spoke, and for 2 hours, the administrators listened. One after another, students, mostly young women, opened up about what they said was a horrifying event in their lives, and one that isn't fully in the past.
I would like to address a problem that I'm currently experiencing with the Title IX office here at UMBC. According to the University System of Maryland policy on sexual assault,
Elizabeth Hawkins, 21, from Boonesboro, said she was a chemical engineering major in the Honors College, but not anymore. She said she didn't want to return to classes, not knowing if she would see her attacker on campus.
I filed the complaint in February, and I went through a series of interviews, and I wrote a statement, and I told my story at least 3 or 4 times. The last I heard from the investigation was in May, so it's been a long several months waiting to hear back about, you know, whether or not my rapist is still on campus, if he's allowed to take classes here.
She wants closure on the case, and according to campus policy, it is supposed to be closed by now. Others shared allegations similar to those in the suit filed 2 weeks ago in U.S. District Court in Baltimore. They charged that UMBC protects sexual predators, and there's no accountability for investigators in these cases. They begged to feel safe on campus and called for the firing of campus police chief Paul Dillon. They wondered if the alleged rapists and the lawsuit would have been treated differently if they'd been black or hadn't been university athletes. They suggested hiring a sexual trauma nurse or mandating sexual consent education. And some professors and students reminded college administrators that they'd told them about these problems before. One young woman described the scene when she was raped earlier this year.
And last semester, as I do, I went to the gym, as normal, took a shower in the girls' locker room, and when I come out, there's two men standing right in front of me, staring at me, fully nude. And I reported this incident.
Outside the auditorium, she said it wasn't the first time she told the university president her story.
I contacted the dean himself.
Oh.
Nothing. Like, no.
Yes.
It's just so sad.
She said she went through the proper channels.
I reported the incident. They had it on video. And they emailed me back that it's been taken care of and that we'll keep an eye out. That's the email.
Now she just wants out of UMBC.
I've tried therapy, I've tried a psychologist, I've tried psychiatrist. I don't want medication because there's nothing wrong with me. It's this that's wrong with me, this campus and its morals. I hate this school and I can't wait to leave.
But Hrabowski says he never spoke to the woman.
No, I'm for a fact. It's not that I don't recall it. There's no way that I would hear this and not take some action. And that's not to say the person just didn't know whom they were talking to and how they related to me.
Hrabowski, who has led the university for 26 years, says he's trying to understand what his students go through.
And most important, we need to take actions that will help them to feel safe and secure.
He says they'll work collaboratively with the student organizations that hosted this listening session.
Some of these things are not unreasonable at all. They have made some very reasonable suggestions that we will be working on. There's no doubt about that.
Meanwhile, students want to know, why has it taken the administration so long to take sexual assault seriously? I'm Mary Rose Madden reporting for 88.1 WYPR.